Welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I'm your host, Marcy Langlois. I am thrilled that you have chosen to spend your time with me today. Are you in the thick of life's stresses? No matter what direction you look, does your life feel completely and totally out of control? Do you feel like you could cry at the drop of a hat, or on the other end of the spectrum, take someone's head off if they look at you the wrong way? Maybe you have no idea what might come out of your mouth next, because you have literally reached your breaking point. If you had your way about it, you would draw the shades, crawl back into bed, and stay there for as long as possible. If you can relate to any of these things or anything similar, you don't want to miss a minute of today's episode. We're going to lay out 8 ways that you can help support yourself to keep going no matter what it is that you're experiencing. There's so many times that I can count that I wanted to give up in my life. When the doctors told me that I'd have to have my jaws broken for a second time and rewired closed for another 6 weeks. No food for 6 weeks. After the car accident, I didn't feel like I was worthy to breathe the air that was filling my lungs, and I wanted to just be done with it all. Some of the darkest days I've ever experienced were the last days of my drinking career. When I knew that I couldn't keep drinking, but couldn't possibly imagine my life without drinking, I wanted to give in, give up anything. I had no idea how to feel anything but despair. And then when I suffered through 10 years of incredible insomnia, sleeping just a few hours per night, you can bet the impulse to give up was strong. But the real final straw came for me when a health crisis showed up in 2021. Yeah, after everything else I'd been through, at that point, I literally felt like I was done. I don't know about you, but for me, it's never just one thing that gets me to the point of wanting to give up, but rather the entire shit show that has been happening my entire life. Things pile up one on top of the other, and then eventually, I feel like I literally can't take one more thing. I've spent years feeling angry, sad, depressed, lost and feeling like a victim, and totally and completely hopeless. When I was in that place, things were very, very dark. And I often, to compound it, would feel shame about even being in that position to begin with. We all have our litany of baggage of life experiences that can weigh us down. Maybe for you, it's your career, your kids, your relationship, and financial fear. Regardless of what has gotten you to this place of feeling like you want to give up, I'm here to shine the light of hope. I went back and looked at all the things I've done to walk myself off the edge and what I did exactly to move from despair to hope. Here are the 8 things that I found to be the most helpful. I've used them over and over because here's the truth. Tough times will come again. I know life doesn't slow down, and stresses, demands, illness, and loss, other challenges will pile up again, despite my best efforts to declutter my life. But here's the good news. Now, when the days come, when I feel like I want to give up, now I'm ready for it. So let's get into the 8 things that I've tried that might help you keep going when going feels impossible or overwhelming. 1, allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you feel about the current circumstances. Don't pour on the shame like I did. The more that we try to avoid and deny what we feel, the longer it keeps us feeling awful. Releasing emotions literally alleviates the nervous system, which allows the body to return to homeostasis sooner. If you need to scream at a tree to get the anger out or cry for days, do it. Whatever it is that you need to emote, do it. It's going to be time very well spent. 2, get out of bed every single day, no matter what. Get up and get dressed. No matter how bad you feel, there's something so powerful about just getting up and out. You're sending a message to yourself that lying in bed isn't an option and that you're going to overcome yourself in this moment and get up. 3, eat healthy food. If you aren't sure what is healthy and what isn't, here's a very easy rule of thumb. When you go to the grocery store, shop on the perimeter of the store and avoid the aisles. Typically, in most grocery stores, the perimeter of the store is where all the fresh food is. Ideally, you want to consume meat if that feels right for you and your body. Fresh produce is another staple that should be a regular part of your diet. Avoid all of the processed foods that are full of chemicals. Food is what fuels our body. Our body makes chemicals and hormones based on the fuel that we add to it. If you want the feel-good chemicals and hormones, then you have to put the good food in. Number four, exercise. Exercise can be anything that incorporates moving the body. You can put music on and dance in your kitchen, or you can go to the gym and lift weights. When we exercise, our body releases endorphins that makes us feel better. So just do it, whatever it is that feels right for you and your body and where you're at. Number five, do things that make you laugh. It might be watching comedy shows on Netflix or dog videos on social media. Whatever makes you laugh will raise your serotonin in your body and will make you feel better instantaneously. Number six, find a spiritual practice. Have fun with this and make this interesting. Read books about all sorts of different spiritual practices. Attend different religious or spiritual gatherings. Ask your friends what they believe and what practice they've implemented for themselves. Make it a quest filled with curiosity. Leave behind everything that you've known and be open to what resonates with you today. Number seven, find purpose in your life. What are you here for? What is this existence all about for you? I believe we all incarnate for a reason. Your purpose doesn't have to be some extraordinary thing that makes headline news. Rather, it can be profound just for you. Perhaps it's overcoming something in your life that you thought would be impossible for you. Or maybe for you, it's about how you show up in the world with the love and kindness that you bring to others, which changes their life. Finding our purpose is highly personal, but being clear on what it is can be absolutely life-changing. Eight, ground and center yourself. It's so important to be centered and grounded in your own life so that you can move forward with a sense of certainty. Our busy life can really throw us into an emotional spin, which makes everything feel chaotic. Taking the time to ground and center yourself each day with breathing exercises will create an entire different perspective on life. You'll feel calmer and more capable to make each decision as it presents itself instead of being in overwhelm all the time. All of life is based on what we think and how we feel. So the more connected we are to ourselves, the more we'll be in alignment with what we actually desire. Friends, navigating life can be tricky. Wanting to give up because everything feels unbearable is a difficult place to be, but there's absolutely a way through. I have just provided the top eight things that I've used to overcome the mountains that feel impossible. I encourage you to use these as often as you possibly can so that you're ready for the tough climb. If you need extra support today, then please reach out to a local crisis center in your area. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that this episode has provided you with tools that you feel are valuable and resourceful. If so, please share this episode with your friends and family. I would love it if you would connect with me on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, or Instagram for tidbits in between episodes. We'll be back next Thursday with a new episode. Have an incredible week.